Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Hi, this is Caden from the Saturday Short Breaks team. Don't forget to listen to the Sunday 4P's Takeover show from 4 to 6 every Sunday. Only on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 6. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 10, lows of 5. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 6. Thursday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 10, lows of 4. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 10, lows of 3. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, dirty knives, untrained staff and food stored above recommended temperature are some of the hygiene issues uncovered at an Isle of Wight Subway store. Following an inspection by Isle of Wight Council environmental health officers, the Newport branch of the sandwich store has been handed a 2 out of 5 food hygiene rating, meaning improvement necessary. The store on Town Lane was found to have an unsatisfactory level of hygiene, with inspectors requesting it to be thoroughly cleaned. During the inspection, there was no manager or supervisor present, and officers said it was clear the staff had not been provided with instruction in food hygiene policies and practices in relation to hazard analysis. Inspectors also found there was not a suitable hazard analysis in place, but were told after the visit it was being rectified. Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Council has confirmed it won't be removing the booking system for Linbottom and Afton Marsh tips this week, despite the Prime Minister lifting all domestic restrictions and encouraging a return to life as normal. When household waste and recycling centres reopened after lockdown in May 2020, the local authority introduced a number of restrictions, including a strict booking system. It meant that islanders had to pre-book their visits to the tip in order to keep social distancing. Social distancing requirements were lifted in July 2021, but the council kept the booking system in place. However, since then, all bays have been reopened and the number of visits per week has increased. It's now saying that the booking system will remain because it doesn't legally have to be removed and it has improved the traffic situation. Finally, officers are appealing to the knitting community to help make more teddy bears to hand out to children involved in incidents of domestic abuse. Previously, police were inundated with offers of help from members of the community to knit for police officer teddy bears. They've been so popular that they're now running low. The bears, which are knitted by volunteers, are given to children by officers to help communicate with them and break down barriers that can exist when police attend after a domestic incident. Detective Sergeant Adam Merrick said, "The children who receive these bears would have been through a lot and would be recognised as a victim of domestic abuse in their own right under the new Domestic Abuse Act." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycock-Sotel.
Hello, this is Blake with your gig guide for this week. Monday, we have got Angelina Grimshaw at Medina Bookshop in Cowes. Wednesday, we have Platform One Presents, which is a ticketed event at Strings Bar and Venue in Newport, 7 p.m. And for events, we've got Tea Dance at the Broadway Centre, Sandown, 2 p.m. And on Thursday, music, we got Open Mic and Jam Night at Striggs Bar and Venue, Newport, 7:30 p.m. And events, we have got Tea Dance, the Trouville Hotel at Sandown at 1:30 p.m. And Simon Brudkin at Troublemaker, which is a ticketed event at Shanklin Theatres, 8 p.m. This is Blake with your gig guide for this week.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Danny Mack, who's a soap opera actor, Michelle Hardwick, who's a TV actress, and Anne Williams, who's a reality star. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hello, my name is Cassidy, and here's a recipe for the healthy seafood spaghetti. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 160 grams fennel thinly sliced, 1 onion, 160 grams chopped, 150 grams wholemeal pasta, 2 large pinches of chilli flakes, 3 garlic cloves, 1.5 lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons of juice, 3 tablespoons of tomato puree, 300 grams frozen seafood, defrosted, 3 tablespoons of chopped parsley. Heat the oil in a large non-stick pan and cook the fennel and onions for 10 minutes, stirring occasionally until softened. Meanwhile, bring a pan of water to the boil and cook the spaghetti for 10 minutes until al dente. When the fennel and onion mixture has softened, stir in the chili flake glaze, lemon zest and juice. Add the tomato puree and cook briefly and stir all the time. Drain the pasta, reserving a mugful around 250 ml of the cooking water. Stir the seafood into the tomato sauce and warm through. Toss the spaghetti into the sauce with the parsley and just enough for the reserved cooking water to lose. Season and serve.
Hello, this is Blake with a local story for you. Talented young musicians will be given the chance to take a step towards excellence thanks to the West White Arts Associates bursary scheme. The West White Arts Association is seeking applicants aged between 11 and 18 who are island residents and who would like some financial help for their musical studies. It has a long tradition of encouraging young musicians who perform as its monthly recital. Judy Hutt from the White Arts Associates said, "We are keen to encourage talented local music students who aspire to the excellence of the young concert artists who perform for us but who need financial support to further their studies. Application forms for the bursary are available at westwhitearts.co.uk and must be returned by the 25th of March. All applicants will be considered by trustees and candidates will be informed by the 31st of March if they have been invited for an audition, which will be held in Freshwater on Sunday, the 24th of April.
In local news this week, there is still time for islanders to have their say on services provided by Island Roads. Views are being sought via the company's annual customer survey, which encourages residents to rate the different services provided by Island Roads, including road and footway resurfacing, winter maintenance, street cleansing, verge and grass cutting, and customer service. Launched at the beginning of the month and lasting until the 28th of February, the survey can be completed online, while paper copies can also be requested if preferred. Island Roads Boats business manager Steve Ambrose said, "There has been a good response so far, which is great. For more feedback, the more able we are to gain a picture of what we are doing well and where we need to improve." Meanwhile, St. Catherine's School in Ventnor has welcomed a new therapy dog from Isle of Wight charity Ability Dogs for Young People. Dougal, an Australian Labradoodle, has been trained by the charity for 2 years and now provides support to pupils at the Specialist Speech and Language School. The puppy was sponsored by Island Roads, which raised more than £2,700 in 2018 through staff fundraising events, which covered the cost of purchasing him as a puppy and also contributed towards his training. Dougal is embarking on his new role at a time when children and young people are particularly in need of extra support due to the negative impact of the pandemic on their mental health. Finally, East Cowes is the latest recipient of a bench inspired by Ricky Gervais's hit Netflix series Afterlife. The streaming service has teamed up with Calm, or Campaign Against Living Miserably, to put benches in various places across the UK. In the hit Netflix show, main character Tony, portrayed by Ricky Gervais, has regular chats with Anne, portrayed by Penelope Wilson, on the bench. A spokesperson for East Cowes Town Council said, "As a fan of the series Afterlife, we are thrilled to have been gifted a bench of hope for our community." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Danny Mack, who was born in 1988, who's 34. Michelle Hardwick, who was born in 1976, who's 46. And Anne Williams, who was born in 1985, who's 37. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Barista Day on the 1st of March honours the individuals who work incredibly hard to keep us all fueled. Coffee has become an indispensable component of our daily life. We drink it every day to help us concentrate, start the day, and clear the cobwebs from our minds. People can have coffee prepared in a variety of ways thanks to baristas. The boom of the modern coffee industry all boils down to thousands of professionals working tirelessly to provide outstanding coffee to the people in their communities. This day is an opportunity to promote their hard work, as most of it goes unnoticed. Number 2. What if cats and dogs had opposable thumbs? Day on the 3rd of March is meant to make us reflect on how altered our lives might be if our pets joined the ranks of the greatly superior species with dexterous thumbs. Imagine a world in which our animal friends had thumbs that enabled them to open their own food containers effortlessly, steal your belongings, and generally cause them more trouble than they currently are. Whether you imagine your cat building elaborate traps to catch rodents or your dog misusing their can opening abilities, this day is a great day to celebrate your pet's abilities, both those that they have and don't have. And finally, Namesake Day on the 6th of March implores people to learn about and appreciate the ancestors who bear their name. Many of us have names that came from another family, names that were chosen not by chance, but with the intention of carrying on honour in our own lives. There are a lot of individuals with names like Liam, Olivia, Noah, and Emma, but even if you're one of them, who you were named after may set you apart from the millions of others. Knowing your roots, where you came from, and your family's heritage is always beneficial. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
Hello, I'm Kaylin. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, yes, my name is Sue Bailey, and I'm a storyteller.
What is the Isle of Wight Story Festival all about?
Well, it's all about story, basically. Really? We've got authors here who are telling about the books they've written. We've got storytellers telling tales like me. And we've got people who are painting stories, we've got people who are stitching stories, we've got natural history things where people can explore stories connected with nature.
That's interesting. How long has it been on for?
It's been, the main festival has been 2 days, but we have had workshops and things for the whole of this part of time. So we've had things like shadow puppets, storytelling challenge, drawing your house in a wonky way as an illustration, and drawing as if you're flying over Newport. So we have loads of different things going on all week, and now the festival works. It's a hybrid activity for so many people here.
Well, that's interesting. What can people do here?
They paint. A paint a story, you can take a paint brush for a wall to make a creative story. You can listen to an author tell about how they've made their books, their favourite parts of creating books, drawing them, the illustrations or writing the story themselves. You can actually meet the authors. You've got lots of local authors, and we've also got some very famous people coming over who've come over from the mainland especially for this.
Oh, there are those aren't there?
There are indeed. You may have heard of one, or you might know about one of the Drury Hunters. He illustrated The Gruffalo, which is a book written by Julia Dawson, but Axel Scheffler is the head of the illustrations. He's interested in talking about this. But it's not just him. We've got something called Laura Ellen Anderson, who wrote the Amelia Fang series, which are really popular and very good. And she's talking about her books. We've got Philip Reeve and Sarah McIntyre, who've written about Kevin versus the Unicorns. That would be a really good session. So lots of things going on. And we've got our local authors as well.
I met the Gruffalo at my old class.
Oh,
college.
Yeah. You remember the Gruffalo?
Yeah.
Oh.
On to the final question. How can people find out more about the Story Festival?
Well, they need to come down to Key Arts right now, today. Or they've got to look out for next year. It's every half term in February, we have a Story Festival. So if they've missed it this year, oh, well, that's sad. They could look at our website, which is iwstoryfestival.com, and there'll be videos and photos of things that happened this year. But if they can't make it this year, then make sure you put it in the diary for next year.
If they didn't come this year, then they could come this year.
Well, best if they come today. Get down to Key Arts today. It's on until 4:30, and there's all sorts of interesting things going on.
That's all we want to share today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, this is James with the cinema guide for this week. All of the following will be shown from Monday to Thursday this week. The Duke, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Cyrano, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Dog, which is a 12A at Cineworld. Death on the Nile 2022, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Uncharted, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Sing 2, which is a U at Cineworld. Belfast, which is a 12A at Cineworld. Spider-Man No Way Home, which is a 12A at Cineworld, and Batman 2022, which is a 15 at Cineworld. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is peripatetic. It is spelled P-E-R-I-P-A-T-E-T-I-C. It can be an adjective or a noun which refers to a person who travels from place to place, especially a teacher who works in more than one school or college. It can be used in the sentence, being a peripatetic of fortune had not reduced his sense of curiosity. It originated from the old French word peripatetique, from the Greek word peripatetikos, which means walking up and down. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's all for now from Vectis Radio. It's goodbye from James.
Goodbye from Blake.
Goodbye from Jasper.
Goodbye from Kaylin.
Goodbye from Cassidy.
And goodbye from Ophelia.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4P's Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.